So let's jump into it. Let's welcome Dr. Leah McNeil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm great today.
Good. What are we talking about?
Osteoporosis, which is a big chunk of menopause as well. But the thing with osteoporosis is, what is the thing with osteoporosis? Well, it usually happens after menopause, typically for women. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of times will happen in thin women, technically Caucasian women. It's hereditary, but there's a lot of other factors that are involved in osteoporosis, and vitamin D, surprise, surprise, is one of them. In fact, that's how vitamin D has been used for a long time, is it increases bone density, but we then started realizing all the other benefits that it had. Calcium, magnesium, the problem is a lot of women aren't taking the right amount of calcium and magnesium, and they're both important together. Calcium, 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams a day, and magnesium, 600 to 800 milligrams a day, and that coupled with vitamin D will really help increase the bone density. Weight-bearing exercise is also very important. Not swimming, not bicycling necessarily, but weight-bearing, like walking. You guys walk every day, don't you?
Absolutely.
More than walk.
I walk to the car, and I walk to the mall.
She walks while she shops.
There you go. So walking is important. But later on this month, I'll talk more in depth about osteoporosis, but the really big key right now is making sure we get the right nutrients, and the vitamin D, calcium, magnesium are big ones.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, osteoporosis, it also means porous bones.
Mm.
Osteo is bone, and porosis, actually, technically, porosis is porous condition. So it's just the bones get more brittle, they break easy, and when they do break, they're harder to heal.
Well, I think this is really important because we're talking to a lot of women out there that I'm sure that are in that situation. So you want to get a bone. There's a dog. There we go.
The dog's barking.
A bone density test is really important, and that's real easy to have done, too. Do you send them somewhere for that, Dr. Leah?
Mainly because I'm in Bellevue and a lot of patients live around that area. I'll send them to Overlake or some sort of a...
Okay.
Radiographic place. And it's a bone density scan, or a DEXA scan is what it's called.
Okay.
And it doesn't hurt.
No,
it's really
hurt. Simple.
It's a little bit of low-level radiation, and it's usually done over the spine, hips, femur area, and it looks, you lay down on a bed, and it runs over you.
It
runs over you, but it goes over you.
Just does a scan.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We love the tip, and they can go to chatwithwoman.com and actually read the tip as well.
Yeah, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366.
And your website?
Naturalmedicineforhealth.com. Sorry.
That's okay. It's a little distracting when the dog's barking.
The dog's
barking.
I'm like,
the dog's barking.
I understand.
The kid's off to school. We get it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a great show.
Okay. Thanks, Dr.
Leah. Bye-bye.